Shami Kalayim Daf Mem Tes. So we did the Mishnah yesterday, Mem Chesam and Beis, and the Gemara now, and the Gemara in the last line of Mem Chesam and Beis, is it introduce us to a different understanding of the Machlokes that we had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we had a Shita of Elazar ben Yaakov, which the Mari Fulda says is a Shita of Yachid. It's his own opinion, the Chum don't agree. And that's what we'll see as it plays out in the Gemara, exactly what the determination of the Machlokes is, how do we determine what the Chum do say. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says like this, Ad Mazar Shaila. But we say that Lach Elazar ben Yaakov holds that if you have a Choritz throughout the length of the entire vineyard of the Kerem, we got to go and plant a zera in the ditch. Freit the Gemara Jemavik Adesu Abdasu. When we say that he allows you to go ahead and plant Zeraim in the ditch, does that mean it goes through the entire Kerem? Does it also mean that it has to go through the Kerem and it's the Haramos of work area? And we know we've already established many times that in order to be able to have space, you have to have Dan Amos on each side because you need the workspace. That's the area you need to workspace on the row that you have, on the geffen that you're planting, that you have. You need for 4 Amos for each row. So when we say that you have a ditch that it separates and goes the length of the entire kerem, does it also have to go in, through the 4 Amos work area as well? It cuts through that area well, or does it mean only the actual kerem, but the Dalet Amos of the workspace is not included in this in this halakha? That's the way the Mar Fulda explains the kasha. The Rosh Mislu has a different understanding of the kasha, but the way he learns the kasha Mar Fulda, he says, "Boyi tzarich lepilus Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov." That you need to go through the cut through the whole day kerem. Is that included in that of the Dalet Amos as well? Is that part of it? Because you need Dalet Amos. You only need it in the kerem itself, and you don't need it in the workspace itself. So the Gemara tries to miyashi the shayla. The Gemara says, min ma detani. That they'll bring you the shayla from another halakha of understanding the Brisa, who tries to explain the Shita the Chachamim. Shita the Chachamim, of what they hold that it's us. The Chachamim will argue with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So what did they say? Ma detani, that we learn in the Brisa. Moedim Chacham and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Chacham agreed to Elazar ben Yaakov. When, in what case of a Choritz Mavik Lidaso, the ditch goes through the entire kerem and also in the Dalet Amos of the workspace. That in such a case, they would agree that in a Chanam you could plant Zrayim in that ditch. Havikan. So it must be from there. We see clearly evident. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savim Meimar. I feel the way to Mavik Lidaso. Even it doesn't cut through the Dalet Amos workspace, because if they say the Chacham agreed to him, then what's the Chiddush Rabbi Yaakov? What are they arguing about? So it has to be, they're arguing about, the Chumash would say that if it doesn't cut through the workspace, the Dalet Amos, just the kerem, it's not good. You can't plant. And according to Rabbi Yaakov, you could plant even there. Even if it didn't go through the space, it would be matir to plant. So therefore, you see, so the Shai of the Gemara had, of whether it includes the Kedei Avodaso or not, clearly the answer is from the Raya, what the Mishnah is, what we're saying, the Brisa, that the Chum agreed to in a case when it includes. Clearly you see, the Rabbi Yaakov would hold that you can plant there even if it doesn't have the Avodaso, even if it doesn't have the workspace. What is Be'etzin the Machlekes, the Chum and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? What are they arguing about? I plead on. What's the Machlekes? Show you his name, show his boulevards. In a case where there are 2 rows on each side of a ditch, Ushdeus Mikan, and 2 rows on each side of the ditch, that there are, now you have 2 complete 2 rows on each side. You have Shtei Mikan, 2 rows on one side, 2 rows on the other side. That's the case we're talking about. You have a ditch completely through both of them that cuts through. If there's only 1 row of vines on one side, and yet another row on the other side. Therefore, as long as the ditch extends between 3 pairs of vines, 3 of them, the halacha would be would be considered batel akerem. The kerem is no longer is batel. In other words, you see that the it's not just because you divide. If you have 2 by 2, so each one's a kerem. Each one's a kerem, so it divides up the halacha of the kerem. That's the case we're talking about. We have a kerem ditch between. So the question: can you plant it or not? Rabbi Chama say only if you have kedei avodaso, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says even if you don't have kedei avodaso. But if it's only 1 on each side, and you have this ditch that goes in the middle, you only have 1 on each side, then Then in that case, since my kivanshe, my gear connects, once you have the thing that divides up the three pairs, so now you don't have enough left on each side. You don't have left on each side, but the whole karam is batel. You don't have to have, and look, you can do whatever you want, because it's not, everyone, a karam would also be, you can plant what you want in the ditch, because it's not a din of a karam. And you don't have to have it, the whole karam, because it's not a, the only time you need the whole karam, only if it's a din karam. But if it's only one on each side, and it divides it up, then even if it doesn't go through the whole thing, you could plant on it because it has no din, but the din karam. Mer continues. What happens if the ditch is less than the size of the entire thing? It doesn't go through the whole area. You can't go ahead. It doesn't cut through. You can't. It's not. It doesn't go through the whole thing, the whole field, the whole karam. The Mishnah says you can go ahead if you have it cut through the whole karam from one end to the other end. It's, you can plant besokam. If it doesn't cut through, vada, everyone agree you can't plant. Says the Gemara, let's understand what the machlokes is. What the shita of Ben Yaakov is. The Braisa didn't tell us this halacha. If you didn't tell it, the Braisa didn't tell us this kiddush of pakos mikanos. If it's less than the whole way, they're going through the whole area of the karam. It's not good. What if the Braisa left that out? Would we not know it? If we left this out, what would we think? Asura asur, tishul kolchachin. If the Chachamim say that even if you have a 10 tvachim deep, and it goes and it doesn't go through the whole karam, it's still not going to be good. If it has pakas mikan, if it's only 9 tvachim, we would think that there's a sheet that maybe it would be good. Kolchachin, the Chachamim say it's no good. If the Chachamim say even a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, but it doesn't cut through the whole karam, it's not good. It's still not good unless it's kadei avodaso. Then kolchachin, if it's not 10 tvachim, of course it's not going to be good. And so what would why does the Braisa have to tell us as a locker? Nobody would Chachamim for surely would not hold it's good. So Elamai, there's a kiddush in the Braisa. What is a kiddush? What does it mean? Pachas mikan doesn't mean depth wise. It's 10. But Lereicha, the width of it, doesn't have 4 tvachim wide, but it's less than 4 tvachim wide. Then the question is, can you go ahead and plant in there? So we'd say the Kiddush of the Braisa is, you would think that you could maybe plant, since it is 10 tvachim deep, you could plant even if it doesn't have the 4 tvachim wide. The Maisa comes along and tell you, Kamashu, you cannot plant. Freik the Gemara, Dakimahamina, why would we say so? Who would say such a thing? Yasek, Sasim, Yamatur. We would think that the ditch should therefore be considered as if it's closed, sealed, and therefore it should be mutter. Of course it should be mutter. What's the halakha? Why do we think that? Because we say, since Lamaisa it's less than 4 tvachim, we would think that maybe the fact it's like one, it's narrow. It's not a separate thing by itself. It's as if it's closed, like a closed area. A charetz, a ditch that is less than 4 tvachim wide, maybe the halacha would be as if it's an enclosed area. We could look at it like it's maybe an enclosed area. If it's an enclosed area, therefore, it would be considered good. And therefore, maybe you'd think that it would be good. Kamashman is telling you that no, even though it's narrower than that, we don't look at it like it's a susim dika thing, it's closed. And lamaisa, it's still the halacha is no good. Freik the Gemara, yasa sasamini mutter. Why? Why should it be no good? Let a taka be considered as if it's closed. And male, it should be considered good. Why shouldn't it be good? Taka, you tell me that that's the case, that the Braisa is telling you it's no good. And the question begs, why is it no good? It should be good. Malachin Gatonic, Marsa led the Braisa, Shirashi Peya, Nichnas in the Sukh, Arba Amishabakarim. You have roots of a Peya. You have roots of a pia. Gemara says things that grow in an area, that grow in a place where you're growing things that grow wildly. It goes into 4 amos of a karam. If it's less than 3 tokam on the ground, it's mutter. It's considered mutter because it's so deep to the ground that it's considered part of the ground. So mela, we don't consider that it's not going to be affected by the workspace that you need, the area that you need. Mela, therefore, it would be considered okay. It would be considered okay. So the mutarim, it's considered mutarim. So the question is, if that's so, then it's, Gemara says that it's your kasha. If they have a thing that's less than 4 tvachim wide, it should be no good. Why don't we say it's the same thing as if it's less than 3 tvachim? It should be considered good. It should be considered mutter. So the Gemara answers Shnaihi. Gemara says the case is talking about a case where it's less than 4 tvachim is different. She'avir akera makiv, because there the airspace of the vineyard encircles the things that are growing, the seeds that you're planting. I would make it asur. In other words, when you have something planted and it's within 3 tvachim to the ground, this payah is like type of herbs that are growing. So we say it's part of the ground. It comes like butthole to the ground and it doesn't have any effect. But so you say, therefore, it should be the same thing when you have something less than four tefachim wide. It should be the same thing considered that it shouldn't have any effect. It says, no, it's very different because there, the avi, the atmosphere, the airspace of the kerem, it surrounded the entire thing that you're growing. Therefore, it would have an effect on what's growing in the ditch. And therefore, if it's not 4 amas wide, it would have an effect on it that would be considered a kalayim. Therefore, it would be considered, in such a case, it would be considered a problem, and that's why it's considered asur. Says the Mara Fula to explain, why is this different? The Matri Shul, what's the nafkamina? So he says, again, by the case, when it's three tefachim, the thickness of the ground is part of the ground. And mele, therefore, we're not afraid. It doesn't say it doesn't mix with the vines that are growing. But over here, the Gemara is asking, Shani Hocha Sha'avi Akera Makev, Yeshlasu Bisham, it should be considered maybe it's worse than that. Vadukashe, Ladukte, Matzoklamim. If that considered be Yasser, then the Gemara says, what is the Kiddush of what the Gemara is trying to do? Of why should it be considered mutter? It should be considered that it should be considered good or not. Mara says no. That since it's an open space that doesn't have the width, we're afraid to consider as if it be considered usher, and therefore would be considered no good. The way Mara Fulda learns, the Gemara is really asking, giving an answer to explanation. According to the way the Rashi Mishluh learns the Gemara is really leaving it as a question as to why shouldn't this be good? This should be considered be good. The two cases should be considered the same. It should not be different. So the Mishnah says that if you have an agas, if you put it into a wine press, and when it says in a vineyard, it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, you can plant. So this is a look at the lezer, and the Chachamim disagree. We want to know what exactly happened. What's the makalikas by agas turned lezer and the Chachamim? We looked at a braisa. Tani Ar Milay, Rilezer, Yaakov, don't you agree with me that if you have walls, partitions that are 10 tefachim, that deep is the same as high. If you have, just like you have a ditch 10 tefachim down, is this considered a wall or a separation? So too, if you have a wall, a partition that's 10 tefachim high, it's also a partition. So you want to say nafkimina. If it's 10 tefachim, like on a standing on a hill, should be a different, a 10 tefachim dip should be a different between a 10 tefachim and the ground. This should be different than a 10 tefachim when you're standing on a thing which you can't plant on. What should be the difference? The height is the same as the depth. So why should it be different whether you're going up or down? So I'm laying it come and say, you know, there is a difference. Really, the halacha is, it should be the same halacha that height and depth should be the same. But since when you have it in the airspace around it, it makes it worse. Therefore, when you have a space of a vineyard, it doesn't affect, when it's something that's 10 tefachim high, the telashoma doesn't affect it. It doesn't go into that space, stands above it. The walls don't affect that space. Therefore, it's considered separated, and it's not part of the actual space of the kerem, the vineyard. We consider it, therefore, it would be considered acceptable. Mark explains, we're talking about a case in such a case where Sha'avi HaMakiv. We would say that since the same Moshe explains, it's a Tshuva L'Chachama. What's the Tshuva L'Chachama L'Elezer? Just like we said before, we don't ask about gas because the Avi HaKerem is Makiv HaSavim. So in the depth, the wall is protected. So too, it should be the same thing by high. However, since you have the airspace of the thing, we say that it goes into it and it will affect it, and therefore it does not, it encircles it, it covers it, and Avi HaMakiv, and if it surrounds it, and therefore the Allah would protect it and say you will be allowed to plant over there. So we have the Chayr HaMachalek is Rezer HaKachamim. And we want to know, when we talk about a gas in there, what's the halacha, how far is big does the gas have to be? What does it have to cut through? I'll tell you, you're allowed to go plant in the ditch that goes through. Yaakov did not allow planting in the ditch to be considered plant something separate. He doesn't agree with the Rilezer that you're allowed to do it. So we have a Machlokes, Rilezer ben Yaakov, and Rilezer ben Yaakov, we have Rilezer's Moid, Rilezer ben Yaakov, that you can't plant it. Rilezer ben Yaakov, he doesn't agree to him that you can't plant. The separation of gas is separation, makes it into a separation. It's two separate different spaces. Gemara says, what is that, Michael? What does that mean? What's the difference? Rilezer ben Yaakov, he's Moid, Rilezer ben Yaakov, Shama Kavaya. He agrees to him that the height of a wine press is the same as the depth of a wine, same as the same halacha. And both considered as if it makes it separate. And you can plant Zerayim there. The halacha, the Gemara says, the Elazar ben Yaakov lo yodil Elazar. He doesn't agree to Elazar ben Yaakov that the planting in a wine press is not considered the toll karen. Sha'av yakar makiv, because you have the airspace of the yakim is makiv surrounds it. It makes it part of the process. It makes it part of the yisur. So therefore, you say therefore it's only it affects makiv together. It affects the way we say the difference would be as to what is considered separating or not, that if we consider the airspace doesn't affect, according to Chachamim, would do what I expect, avi akir makif, if it's akir makif, that's why he would agree in such a case that in a chanami, you would not be allowed to, plant any zrayim there, because the space, the depth goes in to expect the space to be able to be a zrayim free, because it does go into the airspace of that what's considered separate. So the Gemara says, so what about a halacha by a shemir tel shemir? We said that stand on a lookout mount, that is a separate halacha of it's enough of a separation. So the Gemara says, what is the halacha that you need to have 4x4 separation from there? There has to be at least a space of 4 tvachim separate from the space that the person is standing on. Sitting on the mount to go find, to be able to see. So you have to have, that should be at least a space of 4 tvachim that's high. So Gemara says, so what do we see? So Gemara says, if that's, what's the qualification? Rosh Hashanah Yotzeh says, how did Tema'ula? That was talking about the case of it's a round mound. But if it's a square mound, then you don't have to have a space of 4. When do you have to have a 4 tvachim space? Only where? When it's considered, make it a separate domain. But when it's not, when it's a but when you're talking about a space that, but if it's murabas, if it's square, you don't have to have a space of 10 tvachim. We don't require that. We don't require it, because again, if it's round, it looks like it's separate. You see it's separate. We don't have to worry about how you have a bigger space, 10 or not, because we know that it's separate from the rest of the space. But a regular rectangle or a square space, we look at it as part of the actual space itself. And Mela, therefore, if it's not, even if it's Tel Shomer, if it's high, we look at it as part of the actual space itself, and it's not, would be us to plan together. There has to be at least 3 tvachim of earth on top of the tail of Shoma, on top of the lookout mount, in order to, of hollow space, in order to be considered to be able to plant something there. It has to be elevated, has to be something that's separate, that has a hollow space to be able to do. This one we said, got to be a round mount, but if it's square, we don't even have to have 3 tvachim of earth on top of the Sher Shomer. If it's just a little bit additional space that allows you to go stand up and to look. But here, I said that if it's a space which you have, additional space, so if you have to have 3, then you have to have more of 3 on top to be able to be considered independent, and as if it's considered something that you are not in this battle for. So the Gemara. We talked about the idea of a space. If you have 4x4 amos, it's not enough. You have to have more. You can't put zera there. You can't plant seed. Mishnah says in the case when you have between 3 and 4 tvachim, but it works. It's acceptable. If it's less than 3 tvachim, Gemara says we look at it as b'sasim. It's closed. It's not sealed. However, but 3 to 4, that we say was something we would accept. And if it's 3 to 4, we would accept it as if it's something that has to be reimbursed, if it's something that has to be held accountable for. So I said, in such a case, we would allow you to do that. We would consider it, we would allow you to come in and to make that determination of whether it requires 4 tvachim or not, whether it requires 6 tvachim, what is the space, or what you would have to collect, and what you got to collect from it. Gemara says, "Mishmash me'arba v'chos me'yag." Once you go in, if you take from 34, you go take right now. Once you continue, you don't have to go ahead and wait till later. But you got to go take right now what you took and take the extra that you would need to have to be able to finish. Okay, so Gemara says, "Alocha." Rabbi Yehuda Meshem Leshmul says, "Abate kolayem esbach echbahu." We have a pasuk. We have a pasuk in Yeshaya that describes the suffering of Klal Yisrael, and he says that in the prisons, they're hidden tzaddikim in these places. So therefore, Mar says over here, same thing. Because about a house that hides klayim, therefore, same Allah. Just like over here, we say it hides those who do klayim. So this aveira, this mitzvah, what tells us that Allah gives you a hand that one of the things to rely for, to align yourself up for, is Gemara says is to go ahead and make sure that you have the access to the shittas that we have that you can find, and you can go ahead and get sneakers for. You can go get them to agree that it's a climate paskin halacha that it's considered everyone to agree that it's considered acceptable. An acceptable drasha, and the Gemara makes from the pasuk. Therefore, we said that we include in klayim would be a clear house that has included, and that would be considered enough to be able to plant something else. It would not be an issur violation of klayim as the way the Gemara, the Mishnah, introduces it in the beginning.